Welcome back to Reflections, your host Jorge Gonzalez. And as I mentioned at the end of the second segment, I wanted to go into a couple of people who are 82 and one who's going to be 80. And, you know, in line with my age this year of 82, the first one is Billie Jean King, the female tennis pro who extremely successful in the circuit and was instrumental, I think, one of those few people who came out as being, you know, gay and I think managed to handle things extremely well. And the story about the Billie Jean King is at 82, she, because of tennis, left, I think it was Los Angeles State College after her third year to devote herself to tennis. And at I imagine she was 80, I don't know, or 81, but she got back into the school and graduated this year at 82. And, you know, that's fantastic. And she was saying that how important it is, you know, not only to keep physically active, but to have these kinds of challenges and to be willing to continue to take risks as really important for her well-being, for her, and for her happiness, and for, you know, feeling that she's continuing a life of purpose. And at the graduation, she obviously she spoke out and talked to, you know, all the students about, you know, making sure that they maintain their never forget their goals and not be concerned about not failure. So that, you know, it's good. Have her, somebody like her at your graduation would be pretty good, especially if she's, you know, one of your classmates. She also, I think they're probably autographed, but she, with a tennis racket, she had all these balls that she hit into the audience, which I'm sure they appreciated. But kudos to Billie Jean King for a great career and a person who I respect tremendously, and to have somebody at 82 graduating, finishing her college diplomacy, getting her certification and all, is, you know, fantastic. The other one is in, you know, the entertainment field, Rafael, the Spanish singer, and the article. He came and sang in Puerto Rico recently, but the article on the 24th of May by Fernando Cabanillas, Dr. Fernando Cabanillas, who has consejos de cabecera, cuando la medicina logra lo impensable, when medicine achieves what's not expected, and he speaks, you know. In 2003, Rafael had a liver transplant, and apparently the medicines to keep from infections with respect to these transplants can cause and later cancer. And so he had cerebral cancer, and with the chemotherapy and the different treatments. He finds absolutely incredible the recovery that Rafael has had in terms of his ability to sing, his ability to maintain such an active life and go back into the tour, and it's just so uplifting, not only somebody with that kind of stamina and discipline. But also, you know, at the age that he's willing to come forward and come back and take the risk, you know, along the lines of the things that we said, you know, that You can't be worried about not being successful. You got to go forward. And along those lines, and almost, you know, sort of the holistic, the story of Ana Lidia Vega, who's a writer, and she'll be 80 now in December, and she's won the back in 82, she won the Casals Prize, and just won the Institute of Puerto Rican Culture gave her the Luis Llorens Torres Medalla. And there she is, you know, still working on literature and all. She said there's one section there which she's asked, you know, how would you like to consider the Puerto Rican in this decade, in this century, excuse me. And she says, I don't want to enclose a formula, but it is that it is true. She says that the Puerto Rican is a happy and wants to protect themselves as being Puerto Rican. Esa pulsión afirmativa de ser puertorriqueño no se extinga. That will not extinguish this. We're going to be Puerto Rican. Doesn't, you know, basically saying we can't really enclose, you know, what Puerto Rican is, but it is. And, you know, it's an interesting question that we all ask, you know, what it is to be Puerto Rican. How do we distinguish ourselves from others? And it's a question that I often reflect on. And in line with that, there was an article by Eduardo Batia, and he's saying that a 50 años de la guaracha del macho Camacho. This came out on the 15th of May, and I was going to reflect on it a couple of weeks ago, but it kind of was separated and apart from everything else, and didn't have any sync. It didn't synchronize with other things I was discussing, but I pulled it out and basically this is a novel by by Luis Rafael Sanchez, a Puerto Rican writer, and what Eduardo's mentioning is that it was a critique back in 1976. A critique of the Puerto Rican being too materialistic and all, and that what Eduardo's saying is that we really haven't developed very far from that critique, and that we need to be civic nature, much more humane, much less materialistic. Some people would say more spiritual and all, I started reflecting then what this really goes into. So, you know, who are we as Puerto Rican? One of the things it caused me to do is to go and start rereading. No, not rereading. I hadn't read it before. Start reading the novel La Guaracha del Macho Camacho, and Eduardo says that Benny atrapado en su Corvette, trapped in his Corvette in un tapón, it's kind of, you know, just the materialistic. Since I started reading it, it really wasn't a Corvette; it was a Ferrari, and which is, you know, probably four times more expensive. And I kind of laughed because as I was reading, and probably about a third of the way through, the novel, I'm realizing that to a great extent he was kind of laughing at me. I had a Corvette, you know, but and in my youth, and just by coincidence, about 2 weeks ago, my cousin Andres put on, you know, the chat, the family chat, a picture of my wife and I, we must have been, I must have been about 18 or so, maybe 18, 19. And you know, and so Piggy was about 15, 16 or so. And there I was with a Corvette and with her sister and brother and all, looking very debonair with hair and all. You know, it of course, you know, where I studied and you know, the family I've come from and all that. So Luis Rafael Sanchez, I'm sure, I'm kind of like the poster child for the kind of for the kind of person that he was criticizing in his novel. I like to think that you know, despite these advantages, which I thank God for, not that I didn't they were given to me and all, but I'd like to think that despite them, well, I, you know, I've contributed to the non-materialistic aspects of Puerto Rico and all, and in this program I think this program is a good example of my efforts to sort of reflect on things that hopefully are helpful to other people besides myself. But that novel and this article with that novel also caused me to reflect on, you know, going back when deciding what my senior thesis was going to be on at Harvard, and I chose this Mexican writer Carlos Fuentes and a novel that called La Muerte de Artemio Cruz. And the thesis is the La Introspección Mexicana dentro la muerte de Artemio Cruz. This is the title of the novel, dentro la introspección mexicana, within the Mexican introspection. And I chose that novel, and I chose that thesis and theme of introspection, which is pretty close to reflections. Because it has, to a great extent, a lot to do with what we are as, you know, Puerto Rico. So the study of this novel, and I must have read it, you know, 15 times, 30, 20 times, and you know, really, really concentrated on it all. But basically, you know, Carlos Fuentes is looking at this Artemio Cruz, who's exceedingly materialistic, and basically did not follow his personal values, and certainly at during his death was not at peace. So he violated my definition of well-being, of living your personal values with a sense of self-satisfaction and peace. He was the opposite, which I'm now thinking about. As I'm talking with you, listeners, I'm now thinking about this and reflecting on it. But at that time, I was reflecting on this person who because of his desire to be more materialistic and all, you know, lost his relationship with his wife, lost, you know, what was his ideals in terms of the revolution and what it stood for. His son Lorenzo ended up losing his life in Spain, in the civil war in Spain, and so the juxtaposition of him and his son, and him cowardly getting away from difficult situations, and the relationship with the U.S. That Mexico has always had, you know. So it was a deep introspection that novel. Read somewhat like La Guaracha del Macho Camacho, I haven't gone to this kind of literature for a long, long time, so there I am, kind of struggling, you know, with the novel. Luis Rafael Sanchez writes block, you know, text. I mean, there's very, very few paragraphs, and paragraphs kind of end without an ending. Like there should be three, you know, periods there. Like, you know, but it, I'm having fun. I'm going back, and as he uses the different levels of in La Muerte Artemio Cruz, there's Artemio who's on his deathbed uses two. In English, we don't have you, but in Spanish we have tú, yo, I, tú, y él. So he has these three levels that he refers to himself, and as he has his introspection on his life, on his deathbed. So think about what we are. Think about what you are. Think of what you want to be. Think of your personal values. Live them to the extent you can with a sense of self-satisfaction and peace. Que Dios lo bendiga. We'll see you next week. This is Jorge Gonzalez, Reflections.
Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM was proud to present Reflections, hosted by Jorge Gonzalez, reflecting on events with our well-being in mind.